Hey, let's talk about this. As you guys well know, you can watch the show right now on video, and we've done a number of games on video, both college and high school. What we have never done, and which we are set to enter a new era on Saturday, is do a pro game. And that would be the Chicago Force football team, and they are a women's football team, and they are coming off of a big win. Coach John Konecki, along with Jeanette Gray. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great. How are you?
All right. Hey, in concert. What teamwork. Let's talk to Jeanette first. Jeanette, you're back for another year, right? It's your third year on the Chicago Force, correct?
Yep, year three.
Year three. What attracts you to playing football?
Well, I think, as it is with probably a lot of the women on the team, a lot of us grew up in football families. You know, my dad was a coach for years. My brother, football player, and it was something we grew up that people told us we couldn't do. And many of us are athletes that have played at the highest level. You know, Division I, we have a couple women maybe in the past that had played, you know, professionally. Basketball is a big sport, and we just wanted another opportunity to be competitive and compete at something and, you know, do something that, like I said before, people told us we couldn't do.
Now, you are a coach at Velpo. What do you coach out there?
I coach girls basketball and softball.
And you've been doing that for how long?
Basketball, this is I just finished up my third year. Softball, this is my first year helping out with them.
And where did you play your college sports?
College sports, Valparaiso University.
And you played the same sports there?
Just basketball there.
Just basketball there. And okay, I don't follow it all that closely, but I do remember your name and that you are well respected in both the college and the high school ranks. So you make the drive up to Evanston for these games. Is it worth it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I debated after last year about whether I wanted to play again, and it just, the pull of my teammates, it's a sisterhood. And it's just been an awesome experience with the number of great people I've met. And the coaches, too. I've learned a lot about coaching just in general from playing for Coach K, as well as the other coaches.
Now, what position do you play?
I play wide receiver.
Okay. And so what is your strength?
Well, in my first year, I struggled a little bit. It's a little bit different trying to catch the ball when somebody's running full bore at you, trying to tackle you. And really kind of worked hard last year on concentrating, just catching the ball, and ended up leading the league in receptions last year. And our offense is spread offense. We have who I think is the best quarterback in the country on our team in Sammy Grisafi. And she puts the ball up there, trusting us to go get it. And I think our receiving corps takes pride in doing that.
Now, yeah, let's talk about your quarterback. Sam has gotten a lot of awards. She's been doing it a number of years. She also has other career interests and mm-hmm. so forth. What kind of arm does she have?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, she can throw the ball about as far as you can run and accurate. I wouldn't want to play for any other quarterback right now. I mean, we're lucky to have her. You know, she played on Team USA two summers ago and led them to a gold medal. Played some high school ball out in California. And, you know, she's one of the players on our team that gets us pumped up, really leads us on the field. And she knows the game. She knows the game really well.
Talking to Jeanette Gray, she, of course, is a coach out at Valparaiso High School, and she's also a member of the Chicago Force football team. And once again, we will be broadcasting the Chicago Force game against Columbus on Saturday. We'll go on about 4:45, and our own Andy Garcia, whom you guys have heard here many times on the airwaves, he's the announcer for Chicago Force. So we will be doing a simulcast of this. And that will be on the radio. You guys will be able to listen here on the radio and on our app and, of course, online. And then, as a first, we'll be doing a professional game, and that will be also on our video. And all you'll have to do is go to WJOB1230.com. Also, you'll be able to go to ChicagoForceFootball.com, and you'll be able to pick up a live version of this game also. And that, of course, is produced by us here, along with Ryan, or Andy Garcia will be on the call. So let's go over to Coach Konecki. Coach, you're out in Crete, is that right?
Yeah, I've been there. Next year will be my 6th year there. I'm the offensive coordinator there. Obviously came off a very successful season. So she's been there, been 42-14, and you know, had a lot of, we've had a lot of fun.
Now, you go from Crete High School to coaching Chicago Force. You go from coaching teenage boys to grown women. How do you make that transition?
You know, actually, what I always say, and it's very true, it's a lot easier, you know, to coach adults as opposed to, you know, teenage boys. I mean, they're very receptive and willing to listen, and they want to be good. And the nice part about coaching women in football is that because of not necessarily having the same background in, you know, peewee football and high school football as the boys do, you know, there isn't a whole lot of bad habits to break them up. So you get to coach them exactly the way you want to coach them. You teach them exactly the way you want to teach them. And anybody and anybody who's ever coached me, everybody who's ever come out and worked with the women have always said, you know, they say the same thing, and maybe not the exact phrase, but it's like they're all sponges, and they listen to everything that you say to them, and they want to be good at the sport.
We're talking to Coach Konecki, and that is John Konecki of the Chicago Force football. Coach, you had a big win against Kansas City at Kansas City. You win 21-14. You have over 400 yards in offense, and that breaks their home winning streak that goes back several years. How did you pull that one off?
Well, you know, we went there several times, and Jeanette can attest to it. We've been in some battles, and they're a great, great team. I had the opportunity in 2010 to coach a couple of their women on the USA football team. And, you know, just over the years, we figured some things out. We were able to beat them at home, and we are up-tempo, no-huddle offense. And we went with the contrarian mode, and we took the air out of the ball. We ran the ball 58 times. We took 40 seconds off the clock. Their quarterback is, you know, very talented, and they have a prolific receiving core. So we ran 58 rushes, 414 yards through two passes, and that was the game.
Coach, folks are going to be able to watch this game on Saturday if all goes well, and they're going to be able to tune in. What, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that would have never seen women's football either live or on video or tape. What can you tell them that they'll see?
Well, what people come in with, I think, preconceived notions. I was actually, you know, talking to a college coach the other day and said, hey, you know, I'd like to see, you know, some cut-ups of our game on Saturday. And you know, he's like, how do you get them to, you know, kick out and run the Power O series? And it, I would say it, and he had a preconceived notion. He watched the film, and he was very impressed. And what people come in with is a preconceived notion about what they're going to expect. It's actually a very high level of football. It's not, you know, players standing around. The emotions are the same. You know, the speed of the game is obviously, you know, at a high level. It's a very good product. The women do a tremendous job honing their craft, and you know, they're doing things that we do at the high school level, and I also do with a men's team that I coach. I mean, we're running the same exact offense that we run, running the same exact defense, same exact special teams, and they run it just as well, if not better, than you know the other teams I'm involved with.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Let's go back to Jeanette. Jeanette, right now, is in the sweet spot of the time that kids are in the back seat listening to WJOB as their parents make them listen to it. There's a lot of little girls going to school right now, and you got to believe there's more than one that has always dreamt of playing football. What do you tell those little girls?
If you want to do it, the opportunity's there, and I think that's one thing. A lot of young girls don't know this opportunity exists. And you know what was started 2 years ago with Team USA. I mean, you can play for your country now. And that's just an awesome, awesome thing. But understand the opportunities out there. If you want to do it, look for a team in your area, and get yourself in shape. You know, one thing that I like to do, I watched a ton of football growing up and familiarized myself with the game at an early age. And when you walk in there, understand that you're going to learn a lot. The learning curve is huge. But you get the right coaches around you, you become a football player. And they got to understand that nobody better tell them that they can't be a football player.
You heard it, girls. Straight from Jeanette Gray. She's going to play wide receiver. She's going to put on the pads. She's going to put upon the pants and the helmet. And she's going to hit some people on Saturday. You can watch it right here on WJOB1230.com or ChicagoForceFootball.com on Saturday starting at about 4:45 in the afternoon. Hey, next week when we talk, guys, we'll talk more personnel. Thanks a lot for calling in.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, there it is. It's a big day. I mean, first of all, we've never had women's football on WJOB airwaves or on the TV, and our growing video operation has not done a professional game yet, so it'll be two firsts there, and we're pretty excited about it.